Politicians urged to attend church service beyond 2026 general elections. Chiefs urged to remain non-partisan. And veteran Ugandan leader eyes new term in election amid succession talk. Good evening, with the main news, I am Christabel Kamana. The Evangelical Fellowship of Zambia, EFZ, has urged politicians to continue attending church services beyond the 2026 general elections. EFZ Executive Director Reverend Alan Kasungami says the church has observed a noticeable increase in attendance by politicians, stressing that such engagement should be sustained even after the elections. Speaking on Christian Voice Chatback program in Lusaka today, Reverend Kasungami warned that politicians risk being perceived as seeking votes if their church attendance declines after the electoral period. This must go beyond the elections, as it is important for the politicians' spiritual growth. He emphasized the importance of consistency, noting that church services provide moral counsel and spiritual guidance that leaders need in governance. Reverend Kasungami, however, urged politicians not only to attend church, but to also live Christ-like lives, adding that mere attendance without corresponding values and conduct is insufficient in the kingdom of God.
But politicians, to us as a church, they are congregants. Politicians are human beings like anybody else with spiritual needs. So when a politician comes to church, to us they have come to worship. They are welcome to worship, they're welcome to listen to the gospel. But my encouragement is this, to my fellow clergy especially, that when politicians come to our church, they are congregants.
Butter Cry for Zambia founder Obrien Mayambu has expressed concern with the current state of the opposition in Zambia, which he has described as disorganized. Dr. Mayambu says a strong and united opposition is essential in enhancing democratic governance and providing effective checks and balances. Speaking to RCV News in Lusaka today, Dr. Mayambu described the current opposition as fragile, arguing that it is failing to offer tangible oversight of government actions. The state of the opposition in Zambia is worrying, and there is urgent need for unity and the presentation of credible alternative solutions, said Dr. Mayambu. He further urged opposition political leaders to desist from making inflammatory statements that can divide the country. Dr. Mayambu added that the opposition can remain relevant and effective without resorting to divisive statements.
Barokai for Zambia, we want to state that opposition political leaders play a crucial and dynamic role in any functioning democracy. As Barokai for Zambia, we also want to urge all opposition political leaders to avoid issuing careless statements which have the potential to divide us as a nation, but rather be the champion, the message of unity and the message of peace.
Governance expert Brabna Changala has advised traditional leaders to remain objective and nonpartisan as the country heads towards the 2026 general elections. Mr. Changala says chiefs should uphold their advisory role and champion good leadership rather than publicly endorsing presidential candidates. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Changala warned that traditional leaders risk losing the trust of their subjects if they openly endorse political candidates. This country is facing a serious dilemma because traditional leaders are expected to be non-partisan. The practice of endorsing candidates is likely to continue as some traditional leaders seek financial gain from their proximity to wealthy politicians, said Mr. Changala. He further expressed concern that some traditional leaders act as favor seekers and openly show political support under the pretext of promoting national unity. Mr. Changala emphasized that maintaining neutrality is critical to preserving the integrity, respect, and unifying role of traditional leadership in the country.
This country is in serious ongoing dilemma. Traditional leaders have been endorsing anybody who gives them money. The good consolation is that traditional leaders do not have much sway on their subjects. And that's why they shamelessly align themselves with those who are in power and with those who are financially strong.
Agriculture expert Gilbert Banda has urged farmers in Kapoto District to focus on using disease-resistant cassava varieties to combat the cassava brown streak disease more effectively. This follows after Kapoto District Agriculture Coordinator Kennedy Sinkamba attributed the reduction of cassava brown streak disease in the district to the distribution of clean cassava cuttings by the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, 2 years ago. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Banda said using resistant varieties is crucial in preventing the spread of the disease, which can have devastating effects on crops. Apart from using resistant varieties, farmers must see the importance of field maintenance and scouting, as it will help check for symptoms of the disease, and agriculture practices such as regular weeding can help vigorous and disease-resistant crops, said Mr. Banda. Mr. Banda also advised farmers to buy cuttings from trusted sources and commended government for supporting the people of Kapoto through the implementation of monitoring and surveillance mechanisms to prevent more incidences of the disease. He further advised the Ministry of Agriculture to continue aiding the farmers in this effort and ensure that they have access to the resources they need and not to leave them.
It happens to be that, you know, all streak virus diseases, just like in maize, we also have maize streak. To sustain the gains and maintain healthy cassava crops, farmers in Kapoto should, number one, focus on using resistant varieties. I think you see that a lot of times there's always an important message to farmers about using either certified seed or seed that, you know, resistant to cassava streak virus disease.
In African news, Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni is widely expected to extend his four-decade rule in an election on Thursday after a campaign marred by violence and clouded by questions about who might eventually succeed him. A former rebel leader who overthrew his predecessor in 1986, Museveni is now 81 and faces 7 challenges. He says another 4 years in power, his 7th term, would allow him to protect the gains of Uganda's relative peace and stability. The main opponent among his 7 challenges is 43-year-old pop star Bobby Wine, who won 35% of the vote in the last election in 2021 and has energized young voters angry about widespread unemployment and corruption. Coming up shortly, jailed Venezuelan politician Sanchez Trump shouldn't be fooled by pledge of prisoner releases. Listen for more. Stay tuned.
You cannot tell a person with HIV by looking. An HIV test is the only sure way to find out if a person has HIV. Go for an HIV test at the health center or hospital to know whether you have HIV or not. Protect yourself from HIV and AIDS by avoiding casual sex and sticking to one sexual partner, if married, who also sticks to you.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Met Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. The son of jailed Venezuelan opposition leader has warned Donald Trump not to be fooled by the country's government amid accusations